From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Like many old cities, Savannah, Georgia, stakes a lot on its history. In fact, the National Park Service calls Savannah's downtown one of the largest urban historic landmark districts in the country, a big draw for tourists and residents alike. But a new report finds the district is under threat. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Jones reports, it comes down to a familiar tension between building the future and preserving the past.
Probably the best way to experience Savannah is the way a lot of locals and tourists do, on foot.
Welcome to Savannah. I'm Bonnie.
Our tour guide, Bonnie Terrell, tells us that to understand Savannah, you have to understand James Edward Oglethorpe, who founded the Georgia colony and designed this city.
He planned the usage of all the space in the city. He was very meticulous, even down to the use of the lots and the width of the streets.
The streets run in a grid, broken up by small parks known locally as squares. Behind them are alleys known as lanes. But on our walking tour, we pass several blocks where buildings have obliterated a street or lane entirely.
Sadly, they've been built over in various places.
And that's a problem, because a substantial part of downtown Savannah is a National Historic Landmark District. And a recent National Park Service study says the district is under threat, largely from development. Hotels are some of the most visible new projects in that area. The study says more than a dozen are in some stage of planning or construction. There's a paradox here. Hotels come to town because the historic district attracts tourists, a record 14 million people last year. And developers like Richard Kessler use historic preservation tax credits to adapt old Savannah buildings, like the power plant he's turning into a hotel.
It motivates people like us to say, okay, let's take this on.
But critics say those same developers still make changes that chip away at Oglethorpe's plan, building a little higher or taking up more space on a lot. Daniel Carey is president of the Historic Savannah Foundation.
Cumulatively, if you start saying, well, now we're going to allow taller buildings and we're going to cut some corners on Oglethorpe's plan, those things do start to add up.
The new report recommends listing Savannah's landmark historic district as threatened, kind of like an endangered species. The National Park Service is still deciding whether to take any action. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.